Scott Academy Basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5. Presented by The Orthopedic Clinic, Googe Performing Arts Center, Mountain High Outfitters, and Russell Building Supply. Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Gutter Pro, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Lee Scott Academy Basketball, Christian Griffin.
Samford Gymnasium has seen a lot this season. Early mornings, late nights, empty gyms, and packed out Friday nights. The sound of sneakers when nobody's watching, and the roar when everybody is. And tonight, for the final time this season, the Lee Scott Academy Warrior varsity girls get to call Samford Gymnasium their home. This is the postseason, the sub-regional round, the first round. Win, and you keep on riding. Lose, and the story stops right here. And standing in the way, a name that the Warriors know, even if they don't see it very often on the hardwood, the Childersburg Tigers. A familiar foe in the fall, a region rival in football, but a matchup that almost never happens on the hardwood. Almost. But back in the second game of the season, Lee Scott made the trip to Childersburg, and that night it was the Tigers that protected their home floor, a 56-47 loss that still lingers for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. But the thing about February basketball, none of it matters. Nothing stays the same. The teams, they grow. The roles, they sharpen. The confidence continues to build, and now tonight the setting flips. Because tonight, we're here on Academy Drive. This isn't about revenge. It's about response. It's about protecting the home floor one final time and earning the right to keep on playing. The lights are on, the stakes are real, and the hardwood is ready to tell the truth here tonight. Sub-regional basketball starts right now. It's the Childersburg Tigers. It's the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. The postseason has arrived. And when we come back, we'll take you back to that first round matchup, in mid-November. We'll fast forward to Monday night and tell you everything that you need to know about the Tigers and the Warriors, including keys to the game and starting lineups, as Radio Alabama and the Lee Scott Sports Network continue on right here on Tiger Country 104.5.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
The Googe Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Winter is in full swing at Mountain High Outfitters. Come see all the great gear to keep you warm and dry in style. From the North Face, Patagonia, Free People Movement, Vuori, or Local Boy, we have you set for every day or your ski or snowboarding trip this season. Come see Mountain High Outfitters on South College next to Tzatziki's in the heart of Auburn. Experience the difference at Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Time now for the keys to the game, brought to you by Jeffco Trant Funeral Home on Tiger Country 104.5.
For the final time here on the varsity girls side of things, we say hello and we welcome you in to the Lee Scott Sports Network inside Samford Gymnasium as we count you down to what is not a traditional rivalry, but two teams that know each other quite well, the Childersburg Tigers and your Lee Scott Academy Warriors. Let's dive in to that first matchup all the way back. Yes, we were playing November basketball here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. It was a 56-47 loss at Childersburg. It was the second game of the season. It was the first game that we called here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. And Clark Ivitz, when you look at the points category, absolutely dominated in that contest. She had 32. Nobody else had more than 6 points in that contest. And the team shot 33% as a team from the floor. This team is so different than now. They average right around 17 turnovers a game to the Lee Scott Warriors. They almost doubled that in that matchup at Childersburg. And so talking with Coach Corey Harrison before the game, taking care of the basketball, possessing the basketball, and forcing turnovers on your end going to be very crucial here tonight. Again, this team is so different than what we have seen. The growth from all of these girls that we've seen throughout the season, you feel like their roles are being figured out and identified. They have sunken in and accepted those roles, and you are seeing the very best Lee Scott Academy basketball. It's a team in Lee Scott that averages 53.5 points per contest, but here on Monday night in the area championship, you bullied your way, I guess you could say, to a 37-30 area championship over Glenwood. Neither team found the bottom of the net too many times. It was ugly offensively, but it was absolutely fantastic defensively. Goes to show you the phrase that offense wins games, defense wins championship. It was a defensive battle here on Monday night where Lee Scott Academy won their area championship. Clark Ivett had 26 in the point in the contest, but you only shot 31% as a team. Haynes Kesey's physicality and on-ball defense, however, in that Glenwood game, matching the physicality, matching the grittiness, matching the effort on both sides of the floor, something that we will continue to highlight here tonight. And with that, let's take a look at tonight's keys to the game as they're presented by Jeffco Trent Funeral Home and Crematory, serving Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County since 1988. Something that you have not seen, and we've continued to highlight here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, you did not see this team with really any live ball pressure in the front court up until area play got started. And since then, you feel like this Lee Scott defense has found their identity. Force the basketball, pressure the basketball, create those live ball turnovers, and get out and run here on your home floor. Another big-time question mark for tonight, can the three-point line be a friend for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors? Maggie Herndon, Sydney Dunlap, Haynes Kesey, Rayleigh Langford need to have a couple of knockdown shots in this contest. We've challenged over the past couple of games. Two Warriors need to have 7, if not 8 or more points to go along with Clark Ivett, who you know is going to get hers tonight. But that secondary scoring is going to be ever so important here for the Warriors. And third and final, this rebounding team for the Childersburg Tigers has a little bit more size than this Lee Scott team does. You only had 26 rebounds in that first matchup. You average right around 32 every single night. And so they kept you well below your average. Going to have to find a way to force one and dones here on the defensive end of the floor. Continue to force offensive rebounds with Haynes Kesey, Lucy Zellner, Clark Ivett, everybody in there. Going to have to battle on the offensive glass in there as well. We'll take a break for a prayer and the national anthem. Come back and give you starting lineups right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Our members, love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration. owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Now the starting lineups, presented by Auburn Bank on your LSA sports station, Tiger Country 104.5.
Prayer has been said. The anthem has been played here inside Sanford Gymnasium, and both teams making their way onto the floor. And we welcome you in to the Lee Scott Sports Network. Tonight's starting lineups are presented by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Lee Scott Warrior Basketball. A 5'7" junior guard, she wears number 2, the on-ball defender in your nightmares, Miss Haynes Kesey. A 5'4" junior guard wearing number 5, a three-point sniper, one of the two for this Lee Scott Warrior squad, Miss Sydney Dunlap. A forward standing at 5'10", a junior, a patroller of the paint, Miss Lucy Zellner. The second sniper for this Lee Scott team from downtown, a 5'8" junior, wears number 20, Miss Maggie Herndon. And the engine that makes this team go, coming off a 26-point outing here on Monday night inside this gymnasium, Miss Clark Ivins. The Childersburg Tigers win the tip, and we are off and running here inside Sanford Gymnasium. We appreciate everybody for being here with us, whether it's Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, or that Radio Alabama app. The Childersburg Tigers going right to left on your radio dial. The Warriors are going left to right. We talked about the rebounding numbers and the keys to the game. First layup for the Tigers is no good. Second chance kick out, rebounds, and a three-pointer is good for Shaylee Dallas. So it's 3-0 Childersburg. Clark Ivan now works her way into the paint. She floats it up and in from the left baseline. A bucket for each team here in the first 40 seconds. 3-2 Childersburg. Just underway here in the contest. Going coast to coast, guarded by Haynes Kesey. Layup no good. Another offensive rebound. Can't get that layup to go, and Maggie Herndon will secure it off of her right shoulder. She'll run it up the length of the floor. Tigers starting in a 2-3 zone, wearing their royal on royal blue here tonight. Lee Scott Academy in their white on whites, the blue stripes on either side, the Warriors script in red, the navy outline with the numbers and the jersey numbers or letters as well. Haynes Kesey kick out three, and she knocks down her first shot of the evening. 5-3 Lee Scott Academy, just settling in here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Sitting on the far volleyball wing, now into the far corner, guarded by Lucy Zellner. Now back out, running right, gets cut off in the short corner by Maggie Herndon. Back to the top of the key, Sydney Dunlap playing nice on-ball defense. They get it back to the point guard, Winston. Layup is no good, ball knocked around into the hands of Maggie Herndon underneath the basket. She'll race her way up the far side of the floor, gets it to Clark Ivins. Now in the near corner, tried to dump it down low to Lucy Zellner. She taps it into the hands of a Childersburg Tiger. They now look to go in transition. Left-handed layup by Shaylee Dallas is good. She has all five for the Tigers here early. They blitz Clark Ivan as soon as she crosses half court. Sydney Dunlap in transition. Her three-pointer is no good off the back iron. Fight for the offensive rebound. Goes into the hands of Clark Ivan. First chance, no. Tried to get it back the second time, but it goes in and out of her hands. Tigers now look to push. Should be a travel. Got away with steps. The ball doesn't lie. The rebound hits the side of the backboard into the hands of Lucy Zellner. Dunlap now will race her way up the floor. A chaotic start for both teams here tonight. It's 5-5, 2.5 minutes gone by in this opening period. Dribble handoff, and Sydney Dunlap and Maggie Herndon collide into the hands of a Childersburg Tiger. That's number 14, Yoki Cannon. And she now works her way down low. Does she get away with steps? She does not, as she tried to spin her way into the paint. The first whistle of the night is a travel on the Tigers, and we're going the other way. Clark Ivett has it on the right volleyball line out to Maggie Herndon, now swinging around the perimeter with Haynes Kesey. Right back to Ivett on the far wing here as we see it inside Samford Gymnasium. Ivett now gets it on the low volleyball line, kicks it back to Haynes Kesey. Right back to Ivett, but it gets intercepted. Shaylee Dallas been all over the floor here tonight. One on three, she takes it right into Sydney Dunlap, and a foul on the far side. They're going to call a blocking foul on Sydney Dunlap all the way from half court. The furthest official from the action. With the contact we've let play so far tonight, would have loved to see that one continue to be a play on. But instead, Dallas heads right back to the line. Already has five tonight, looking to add to it. First free throw was well short. Just across the 5 o'clock hour here inside Samford Gymnasium. Appreciate everybody for being here with us and for your support of Lee Scott Academy Varsity Girls Basketball. Happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend. Second free throw, no good, but I think they're going to get Lucy Zellner on a lane violation. They are. Another unfortunate, costly mistake. Second free throw on the way. I guess the third that counts as the second for Dallas. And she is able to make the Warriors pay. It's now 6-5 Tigers here as we approach the halfway point in this first quarter. Clark Ivett, crossover dribble at half court, handoff to Maggie Herndon, right back to Ivett, skip pass, Sydney Dunlap, her right wing three is money. Sydney Dunlap kisses it off the back iron and it finds the bottom of the net. Another key to the game, can the three-point line be a friend for the Warriors here tonight? Already with two of them. Haynes Kesey with a triple and Dunlap with a triple. Ball sits with Dallas in the near corner. Now to the free throw line. Off the hands of the point guard, knocked out of bounds. It's Warrior basketball. The defensive energy now on this side of the floor beginning to pick up for Coach Corey Harrison and the Lee Scott Warriors. They lead it 8-6 halfway through this first period. Haynes Kesey has it on the far corner, maybe got away with steps. Maggie Herndon has it, trying to find a hole in the teeth of the 2-3 defense. Haynes Kesey gets blitzed. Now to Clark Ivan in the short corner, works her way down low. Kick out Maggie Herndon almost from the volleyball line. Too strong off the back iron. And the rebound at the free throw line is knocked down. Now a jump ball from behind. It was number 11, Micaiah Mack, who had it on the right elbow, trying to find a point guard, and Lucy Zellner came right from behind and able to force the tie up. And with the Tigers winning the opening tip, Lee Scott will get possession right back under their own basket with 3:55 here in the first period. Haynes Kesey, a little hesitation on if she wanted to hand it off to Sydney Dunlap or if she wanted a little bit more of a traditional pass. Instead, is going to get caught for doing both. It'll be a double dribble right back in favor of the Tigers. Just under 4 minutes to play here in this first period. Lee Scott 8, Childersburg 6 here in the sub-regional rounds. The final home game for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. And it's Winston who works her way down low and draws the contact. They're going to get that on Lucy Zellner. I didn't see much, if any, contact at all. But Winston now is going to head to the line to shoot a couple and try and tie this game with a perfect trip. Samford Gymnasium continuing to file in here on a Friday night as Winston is able to knock down the front end. We say hello to all those listening just down at the baseball diamond here with the Red Navy scrimmage going on. Got to spend a few minutes up there. Baseball season almost here, but we'll happily take pause for a little bit more time here on the hardwood. Ivett has it right below the volleyball line. Now down low to Zellner. Kick back to Haynes Kesey. Ball swinging around the perimeter. Clark Ivett now here in the short corner. She's cut off, double teamed, bounce pass to Dunlap. Kick out Haynes Kesey. Her far corner triple is too strong. And the weak side rebound is gathered all the way beyond the three-point line by the Tigers as they trail by one. In transition, the left-handed layup. Nobody got back for the Warriors, and Dallas now has 8 of the 9 points, and the Tigers, just like that, reclaim the lead. Tigers keeping that 2-3 zone here on the far side of the floor. Haynes Kesey Pass to Clark Ivan, almost has it intercepted. Instead, it's knocked off the scorer's table. It'll stay Lee Scott Warrior basketball with 2:52 here in this opening period. Ivett gets blitzed as soon as she grabs it to the hands of Dunlap. Now Herndon, now Kesey, now back to Ivett, but it's stolen, then stolen right back. It's 4-on-5, or 5-on-4, rather. Warriors had numbers if they wanted to, and now a reach-in foul as Clark Ivett tried to go up, but she wasn't able to, so they're going to call it on the floor. With 2:37 to play, it'll be Warrior basketball baseline left as we see it here on the home sideline. Ivett gets the inbound, runs up to the top of the key, tries to get it to Sydney Dunlap, and the pass was read beautifully, intercepted by Winston. Layup is no good, and Clark Ivett skies for the rebound. Nice defense by Clark Ivett. She now tries another outlet pass, and it gets intercepted. Tigers almost turn it over in the short corner. Now a double dribble. It will be. It's Lee Scott Warrior basketball. Instead, oh my goodness, they're going to get Childersburg with a timeout. A 30-second timeout. So we'll keep it right here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. My goodness. You've seen teams trade buckets. You've seen teams trade turnovers. Gotten a little bit of everything except for stoppages here in the first almost 6 minutes of the contest. It's 9-8 Childersburg here on the road inside Sanford Gymnasium on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. Christian Griffin here with you, bringing you all of tonight's action on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Whether it's Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, or that Radio Alabama app, we appreciate you for tuning in here on this Friday evening, spending your Friday evening here with us. Whether you're tuned in all season long, whether you're just finding us on the drive home from work, don't turn the radio dial here at home in the sub-regional round. Win or go home. You win, you'll play at Alabama State here in the midweek. 9-8 Childersburg. Here as we approach the two-minute mark. On-ball screen, kick out, far corner three is well too strong. Ball tapped around into the hands of Haynes Kesey. Instead, she's going to let it go out of bounds instead of grabbing it. And because of that, it stays with the Childersburg Tigers. Standing on the first, Ian Lee, the baseline underneath. Gets it to Malaya Keith, but has it stripped away by Clark Ivan under the baskets, and a lot of contact. It's knocked out of bounds. It'll be Warrior basketball with 1:59 remaining here in the first quarter. Clark Ivan's going to be guarded all 94 feet here tonight. Maggie Herndon brings the ball up the floor, gets it back to Ivan. Her free throw line jumper is good. It's every part of the rim, but goes down, gets the shooter's roll here at home, and the Warriors reclaim the lead. Lee Scott leads it 10-9. Now Haynes Kesey almost gets a steal in transition. Instead, it rolls all the way to the paint. Layup no good. Offensive rebound, and the second chance opportunity for Malaya Keith is. And trading buckets here in this first quarter, and Malaya Keith, as well as Shaylee Dallas, the names that we have been told to look out for here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, and rightfully so. They have 10 of the 11 here tonight. Haynes Kesey got away with maybe another double dribble. Sydney Dunlap now works her way inside, and a jump ball will be called. Possession arrow in favor of the Tigers. ...72 seconds to play here in this first period. Childersburg almost turns it over. They do. Tigers unable to gather it before it goes into the hands of a couple players on their bench. And so the Warriors now benefit from one of the turnovers, and they look to reclaim the lead. They trail 11-10 here in the first quarter. Herndon has it, tries to kick it to Clark Ivett. And not a very smart pass. You hear Coach Corey Harrison say, what are we doing? Make the easy pass. In transition, knocked away by Rayleigh Langford, who's just checked into the contest for Lee Scott Academy. 60 seconds to play. Short corner jumper hits every part of the rim. And it goes down for Micaiah Mack, her first points here tonight. And when I say every part of the rim, I mean every part of the rim. 13-10. Tigers with 45 seconds to play. Ivett has it at the free throw line. She gets pressured. Kick out. Rayleigh Langford for three. Got it partially blocked, but Ivett able to gather the offensive rebound. Her turnaround jumper is good. Clark Ivett now with 6 of the 12 here in this first quarter. Back to a one-point game in favor of the Tigers, who have the basketball. Now look to run in transition with Dallas, guarded by Rayleigh Langford. She'll throw on the brakes in the short corner. Should have been a double dribble, no whistle. Layup is no good. Second chance opportunity goes over the backboard. They don't blow it. It's still Tiger basketball. And now they're going to call a foul on the floor on the Warriors. A double dribble and what should have been out of bounds. All in a matter of 3 or 4 seconds turns into the third team foul for the Warriors with 12.2. And the Tigers now look to inbound. Kick to the far corner. Rayleigh Langford over pursued. Layup is blocked by Lucy Zellner. Ball on the floor. Fight for it with Clark Ivitz and Shaylee Dallas. Possession arrow will give it to Lee Scott with 6.2 here in the first. Herndon will inbound. Let it roll. Ivitz will pick it up with 5. Now with 4. Going to have to pay attention to it. She gets across half court. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. The one-handed heave from half court is no good. No urgency on the final 6 minutes. And the Warriors can't find a shot before the timer hits 0. 8 minutes down, and my goodness, it feels like it was only 8 minutes of actual time in there as well. Very few stoppages in that first period. And after 8 minutes, it's the team on the road, the Childersburg Tigers, with a one-point lead. They lead it 13-12. We're back with the start of the second quarter right after this here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
Lee Scott Academy Basketball on Tiger Country 104.5 is presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Start of the second quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. It's 13-12 Childersburg here on the road inside Sanford Gymnasium in the sub-regional rounds. Sub-regional, a fancy word for the first round for 1 through 6A. Less teams in the 7A division, and so they don't play that first round. After the area tournament, they immediately make it basically into the true bracket rounds rather than 1 through 6A. He's got to play one more round. Rayleigh Langford gets a steal inside on the first possession of the second quarter by the Tigers. Tried to get it to Maggie Herndon. It was intercepted, and they're going to say knocked out of bounds by Maggie Herndon. I'm not sure how. Langford tried to get it to Herndon. It was intercepted, knocked off the scorer's table, and because of that, it's Childersburg basketball. Dallas now double-teamed as soon as she brings the ball up the floor. Now to the left elbow. Now out to Winston, who works her way down low, floats it up. Can't get the friendly roll, but the offensive rebound right there. And Malaya Keith is there for the second-chance opportunity. She cleans it up. Warriors going to have to put an emphasis on boxing out and being smart with the passes. The Tigers trying to intercept and jump every single pass, almost like a quarterback eyeing down the defender. The quarterback just playing with their food right now. Rayleigh Langford, 15-foot jumper. She can't get it to go. Lucy Zellner can't get the rebound, and the Tigers look to push in transition. They now get it down low, but it's stripped away by Rayleigh Langford once again. Now out to Clark Ivitz, and the Warriors will try and set up in the half court. 15-12 is your score, as Maggie Herndon pulls it from almost the volleyball line, leaves it well short, and because of that, it leads to a runout. Not a wise shot for the Warriors, who are looking for a bucket. And Winston gets her first bucket of the night. I love the range that Herndon has, but when the Warriors feel like you can't get a bucket on the offensive end, going to have to find a way to work inside on that 2-3 zone. This Childersburg team is willing to let you shoot 25, 30-foot jumpers. And again, with three-pointers leading to long rebounds, it leads to a wide-open runout. That was three on none. And led to an easy layup for Winston. It's a five-point game in favor of the Tigers here with 6.5 to play in the second quarter. Sutton Lewis and Sydney Dunlap check in for the Warriors. Tigers fall asleep on the inbounds, bounce past to Clark Ivitz, and she lays it in to trim the lead to 3. Warriors setting up a little bit of full-court pressure, but the speed of Childersburg right now is having their way with the pressure of Lee Scott Academy. They get it down low. Layup is no good. Another offensive rebound and a second chance opportunity will lead to free throws. As apologies, can't see the number of the Tiger with the hair covering the entire back. But it is Childersburg at the free throw line with 6:01 here in the first. First free throw can't be banked in. a nervous energy here inside Samford Gymnasium. The Sliscott team is perfectly fine with playing fast, but not necessarily when the other team speeds you up. 0 for 2 from the free throw line as Maggie Herndon tries to grab it, but she grabs it and knocks it when she is standing out of bounds, was trying to get one of the teammates to come and grab it because she knew she couldn't be the first one to touch it, but instead had to just to make sure that the Tigers didn't get a free. Easy look at the rim. So the Tigers now inbounds under their own basket with a three-point lead, 17 to 14. Winston gets away with a push-off on Haynes Kesey. Now down low into the near corner. And Micaiah Matt guarded by Clark Ivett. All the way out to the volleyball line for the Childersburg Tigers. It's Winston that almost has it stolen by Kesey. Instead, they get it right back down to Mack, and she goes up strong. She gets hit on the hands, and she will head right back to the line to shoot a couple. Five and a half to play here in the second quarter. It's a three-point lead for the Tigers, and the first free throw is good for Malaya Keith. Keith up to five here tonight, probably doubling that in terms of the offensive rebounding category. She goes 2 for 2 from the stripe. She now has 4 here in this second quarter, and the lead is back to 5 for the Childersburg Tigers. Sticking in that 2-3 zone, but very active are the two wings at the top. Haynes Kesey skipped past the Dunlap, and she traveled. The Warriors are being sped up here tonight and don't right now have a response for the Childersburg Tiger energy. Warriors are going to have to find a way to calm down, play their brand of basketball, because right now they're falling into the tempo that Childersburg wants them to play at. It's Shaylee Dallas guarded by Sydney Dunlap. Pass to Mack at the top of the key. Works her way down low. Layup blocked by Maggie Herndon. But Keith able to get it right back, and she double dribbles as she went for the pump fake, brought it back onto the floor. Nice defense by Herndon on that possession. We'll see if it can lead to points for Lee Scott Academy. A lower scoring game so far through 11 or so minutes. 19 to 14. Tigers have the lead on the Lee Scott Warriors here at home. Haynes Kesey, now Maggie Herndon, trying to find somewhere to go. Bounce pass to Dunlap. Now out to Clark Ivett. Skip pass Kesey. Her three-pointer is blocked by Mack. It goes out of bounds. Instead, Sutton Lewis tried to save it under her own basket. It would have been Warrior basketball, but now it's Tigers in transition. Two on one. Left-handed layup is no good. Should have been a foul. No whistle. Clark Ivett able to gather the offensive rebound. A three-on-three break. Nobody picks up Clark Ivett until she gets to the low block. She'll spin back towards the middle of the floor. The running jumper finds the bottom of the net. 19 to 16 here with 4.5 to play in the second quarter. Tigers able to break the press of Lee Scott Academy very easy. Running floater can't go down. Ball knocked out of bounds. Should be Warrior basketball and is off the hands of Winston. Nice box out for Sutton Lewis. Lucy Zellner checks in for Miss Lewis. It's Herndon, Ivett, Kesey, Dunlap, and Zellner, the starting five for the Warriors. Here with 4:10 to play, the Warriors trail by 3, 19 to 16, halfway through this second quarter. Zellner gets the on-ball screen by Clark Ivett, and Ivett right back to the same spot, the same result. Back-to-back buckets for Ivett, and it's a one-point game. Keith now racing her way up the floor, guarded by Maggie Herndon. Gets it back to the point guard Winston, and they'll look to reset. Haynes Kesey guarding the basketball all night. We've credited her all season long. The wild contest of a running floater is no good. Zellner with the rebounds. Warriors may have found a little bit, again, slowing this game down, running a couple sets in the half court, getting inside the teeth of that 2-3 zone, which, again, sits right inside that volleyball line, or the free throw line and the volleyball line, rather right back to Ivett on the elbow. Now Haynes Kesey, 15-foot jumper is good. A 6-0 run for the Warriors, and it's now 20-19. Should have been an inbounds violation as two, if not three, Tigers passed it to each other when one was standing in bounds, but Maggie Herndon gets a steal. She's all by herself, and instead, nice defense by Malaya Keith, able to get back And block the left-handed layup for Maggie Herndon. It stays Lee Scott Warrior basketball with 3:02 here in this second quarter. Timeout by the Childersburg Tigers. A full timeout, which means we will take one with them. 3:02 remaining here in this second quarter. The Lee Scott Warriors with a one-point lead following a 6-0 run. They look to add to it when we come back. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on Tiger Country 104.5.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
A 6-0 run by the Lee Scott Warriors gives them the lead right back. It's now 20-19 with 3:02 remaining in this second quarter. We welcome you back into the Lee Scott Sports Network. Christian Griffin here bringing you tonight's action on Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, and the Radio Alabama app. Inbound goes to Ivett. Left-handed layup, Zellner. I don't know how Clark Ivett found her or how Zellner caught it, but both were successful, as was the layup. And now an 8-0 run for the Warriors, and the lead is 3. Works her way down low as number 4, D. Towns, has her layup blocked by Ivett. But Keith able to gather the offensive rebound. She'll back things out all the way to half court, get it back to her point guard, and she'll run a set. She gets the screen on the right wing. Now Maggie Herndon maybe got away with steps. Now down low, left-handed layup is blocked by Zellner again. Out to Maggie Herndon. She looks to push. Now we'll slow things down. Gets it back to Clark Ivett at the volleyball line. 2:15 to play here in the second quarter. Herndon has it. Now to Dunlap at the top of the key. Now pass to Clark Ivett. Nobody was there. We don't need to make the cross-court passes. This defense is too energetic. On a 2-3 zone, right-handed layup in transition is no good from Keith. Tigers begging for a foul, not going to get it. Clark Ivett now running in transition, kisses it off the glass. She gets another one to go. Clark Ivett now with 8 here in the second. She has 14, and the lead is 5 for the Warriors. 1:45 to play. Haynes Kesey now almost gets a steal. Now she does. Ball knocked away, went off the knee of Clark Ivett. Now Haynes Kesey runs the middle of the floor. Gets it to Dunlap. And she travels. 96 seconds to play here in this second quarter. A 10-0 run by the Lee Scott Warriors has given them a 5-point lead. Dallas has it. The floater from the free throw line is well short, but Mack there for the offensive rebound. And now a travel fought for with Clark Ivett, but Keith was able to win the jump ball before the whistle, but spun right out of it and shuffled both of her feet. Warrior basketball under 1.5 minutes to play. Ivett guarded by Micaiah Mack. A little give and go back to Ivett, but now we'll reset. Maggie Herndon from the top of the key. She finds the bottom of the net. Maggie Herndon's first points tonight come at the 65-second mark, and now an 8-point lead for the Lee Scott Warriors. Dallas goes right back to the floater. This time she's able to get it to go. Or is that Winston? Apologies. That time it was Winston who has 4 in the second quarter, and Sydney Dunlap gets double-teamed, and she steps on the baseline. Coach Corey Harrison was trying to call timeout but wasn't able to get it to her. Every time that Dunlap touches the basketball right now, there's 2 or 3 Lady Tigers that rush her. It caused a couple of turnovers. 27-21. Winston works her way down low. Floater blocked from behind by Haynes Kesey. Clark Ivett the rebound. Ivett now running the near side of the floor. Looks to push. Gets to the top of the key. Back to Maggie Herndon. 34 seconds. Dunlap has it at the top of the key. She'll pivot. Get it back to Clark Ivett with 26 seconds. There's 2 Tigers on her, but Clark Ivett able to use an escape dribble. Haynes Kesey back to Maggie Herndon. Thought about the 3. Pump fake blow by. Floater from the free throw line is no good. 15 seconds to play. Warriors by 6. Outlet to Keith, now working in transition. Crossover dribble, and the layup is no good, but she's fouled. Malaya Keith, who has six tonight, will head to the line to shoot a couple with 7.5 to play in this second quarter. Neither team has sniffed bonus free throws in these first nearing 16 minutes. A lot of back and forth action, and as the first free throw clanks off the right side of the rim, you would hope that that would be a little bit more in favor of the Lee Scott Warriors with a little bit of a deeper bench, a little bit more of a rotation that you trust. Second free throw is no good. Ball knocked around into the hands of the Tigers. Layup no good. Second chance or third chance opportunity. 5-4 the basketball. Layup at the right. Block is no good. My goodness, the Warriors fortunate to get away with that. Four, if not five, really good looks at the rim, but the Tigers can't knock it home. And my goodness, the run that Lee Scott Academy uses in the final 3 minutes of the second quarter. We're through 16 minutes, and when we come back, we welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Reports. You feel like everybody here in Sanford Gymnasium able to take a little bit of a breath. Not very many stoppages in those first 16 minutes. We'll tell you all about it when we come back. 27-21, Warriors up by six here at home in their sub-regional first round of the 3A AHSAA playoffs. We're back with the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Reports on the other side of this two-minute break.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Winter is in full swing at Mountain High Outfitters. Come see all the great gear to keep you warm and dry in style. From the North Face, Patagonia, Free People Movement, Vuori, or Local Boy, we have you set for every day or your ski or snowboarding trip this season. Come see Mountain High Outfitters on South College next to DeZiki's in the heart of Auburn. Experience the difference at Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
When bones get out of joint, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
officially a 15-2 run for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors to end the second quarter. And although it may not feel like it, it is a 6-point lead for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors as we welcome you in to the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. This was a 19-14 game. That makes more sense. 13-2 run. Had all that time. Journalism major here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. My goodness. But it's 27-21 here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. A 13-2 run for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors to close out the final 3 minutes of the second quarter. And a game that I'd be lying if I said had flow. It has tempo, but you feel like both teams trade buckets, then they trade multiple turnovers up until, again, that three-minute mark of the second quarter, where Lee Scott Academy, you feel like, finally settled down on the offensive end of the floor. They found a couple of good sets, a couple of good looks. They're able to find Clark Ivitz, Rayleigh Langford, or just about anybody in the middle of that 2-3 zone, and that's something that Coach Corey Harrison and squad, you would expect to make the adjustments in this third and fourth quarter, because the guards at the top of the wings of the 2-3 are so active, forcing Lee Scott to start their offense right around the volleyball line. There's a lot of room right around the free throw line, maybe a step underneath it, because otherwise that final wall of rotation is right in the middle of the paint and right around the low blocks. They're forcing this Lee Scott team to shoot a couple of really tough short corner jumpers, some three-pointers, and again, the guards forcing these guards for Lee Scott Academy to take some uncomfortable three-pointers from well beyond the three-point line. But you settle down late in that second quarter, and the Warriors lead by 6 through 16 minutes of play. Halftime stats tonight are brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. Starting for the Tigers, it's Miss Winston, who has 5. She had 4 in the second quarter. Again, the main point guard for this Tigers squad, as is Shaylee Dallas, who has 8, but all 8 coming in that first quarter. Again, the Warriors finding the bottom of the net, allowing them to set up either with a full court pressure or just getting back in the half court, not allowing Dallas to just get the outlet and get out and show her speed with the ball. All 8 of her points coming in those first 8 minutes. Malaya Keith is going to be the name that you're going to continue to hear a whole lot about. Has the most size, has the most athleticism for the Childersburg Tigers. She had 2 points in the first quarter. She had 4 in the second. But my goodness, you would imagine she's already nearing double-digit rebounds in this contest. And she's drawing a majority of the fouls for this Childersburg Tigers team. She only has 6, but making a big impact on both sides of the floor. And Micaiah Mack has 2 points in there as well for the Tigers. For Lee Scott Academy, working down the lineup, Clark Ivett leads all scorers. She has 14. Haynes Kesey has 5, knocked down a big triple in the first. A layup in there as well. Sydney Dunlap knocked down a 3 in the first quarter. Lucy Zellner had a nice layup on an inbounds. And Maggie Herndon with a second quarter 3 in there as well to round out the 27 points for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. When we come back, we'll dive into what this Lee Scott Warrior team needs to do to punch their tickets to Alabama State, continue their postseason run, and end the 2025-2026 basketball season off on a positive note here inside Sanford Gymnasium. 27-21, the Lee Scott Warriors with the lead. We're back with the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report, continuing on the other side of this 60-second break here on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the orthopedic clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the orthopedic clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
Let's get back to the LSA action. It's on to the second half of our game, presented by Googe Performing Arts Center on Tiger Country 104.5.
Just about ready for second half action between the Childersburg Tigers and your Lee Scott Academy Warriors. As we wrap up the Orthopedic Clinic halftime reports, we remind you that the Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Both teams said that they were ready to go with 2 minutes left on the clock, so we put 8 minutes on the clock, and we're just about ready to go here in this third quarter. Looking at some of the in-depth first half stats that we were able to gather, Clark Hyvitz is 7 of 8 from the floor. She has 14, 6 rebounds in there as well. A key note to look at for Lee Scott Academy, they only have 2 offensive rebounds, but have turned the ball over 13 times. And again, the liveliness of this Childersburg Tigers defense forces another one to tie up a jump ball in favor of the Tigers, so that'll be 14 turnovers now for Lee Scott Academy. The good news is a nice 13-2 run to end the first half gives the Warriors a 6-point lead, but this game far from over. A game of many runs, M-I-N-I, so far tonight. Long range two is no good. Well too strong. Offensive rebound is with D Town. She couldn't get it to go. Smokes the layup. Ivitz able to run in transition. She pulls up from the elbow. Can't rattle it home. Lucy Zellner there for the offensive rebound. She gets it out to Haynes Kesey, who tried to get it to Sydney Dunlap, but it was knocked out of bounds. Nice rebounding by Lucy Zellner. Came skying from right around the free throw line, able to gather the rebound and save the possession for Lee Scott. Ivitz now to Sydney Dunlap. Her three is too strong. Kick out on the offensive rebound from Herndon out to Ivett. Her three-pointer is blocked. Ball on the floor by both teams. Three, if not four, Warriors on the floor. Warriors able to gather it without the whistle. Dunlap has it. She's blitzed, able to get it to Clark Ivett. And my goodness, the chaos continues here in the first minute and 10 seconds. If you missed the first half action and you heard these first 70 seconds or so, this is exactly how the first half went. As Haynes Kesey gets blitzed, she's double-teamed. She steps on the baseline. Another turnover for Lee Scott Academy. Oh. Sydney Dunlap almost gets the steal on the inbound. She does. Right-handed layup is off the bottom of the rim. Instead of taking the easy one on the left side, tried to go to the reverse layup with a strong hand, but couldn't get it to go. We've played a minute and a half, and either team, I don't think, has even found the rim. Three-pointer right on cue from Towns as well. Too strong, but the weak side offensive rebound and a reach-in foul on Maggie Herndon. Inbounds, standing on the A in Warriors. These teams have switched possessions of the floor in the second half. Both teams scoring towards their bucket, or their bench, rather, in this second half. Towns works her way to the short corner, has the layup blocked. Rebound is with Haynes Kesey, then it gets stripped away. Free throw line jumper is well too short. Ball knocked around. Warriors, Tigers on the floor. Referee's going to have to step in instead. It goes into the hands of Malaya Keith, and through physicality, she's able to lay it in. Clark Ivitz now goes for the home run pass. Nobody was looking. And another costly turnover. Right-handed layup is no good. Ball knocked around. It'll be Lee Scott Warrior basketball. And my goodness, a timeout needs to be called by one of these coaches right now, as this is not from a physicality standpoint. This is one of the grosser first 2.5 minutes that you'll see. Sydney Dunlap in transition is going to pull it from the far corner. She airballs, and now the Tigers look to push in transition. It's a two-on-two break. Left-handed layup is in and out of her hands. Clark Hyvitz with the steal. She then has it stripped. Warriors on the floor. Tigers on the floor. Jump ball in favor of Lee Scott Academy. Holy cow. There have been about 8 turnovers and 5 air balls so far in these first 2.5 minutes. Sloppy right now on both sides. But the way that these teams have played, sloppy almost favors the Childersburg Tigers. Ivett has it. Now Maggie Herndon tries to get it to Kesey in the near corner. She's blitzed. Could be a foul. And now a timeout by Coach Corey Harrison. A 30-second timeout, hopefully to settle the nerves. 27-23. You've had 2 points, and it was with a layup from Malaya Keith. Other than that, again, I think that is the only shot that has hit the rim so far in this second half. This is anything but pretty to start the second half, but the Warriors still lead it by 4 with 5:09 to play here in the third quarter. Christian Griffin here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network, bringing you all of it is action here on the Lee Scott Sports Network on Tiger Country 104.5. Not necessarily pretty for either squad here in the sub-regional rounds. Lee Scott Warrior basketball. Herndon to inbound. Gets it to Clark Ivett at the volleyball line. Dribble handoff right back to Herndon. Now down low to Ivett, and it's intercepted. A 3-on-2 break for the Tigers. Runs into Haynes Kesey. Layup is good. No foul. But back-to-back points, and now the Childersburg Tigers have a little bit of momentum. Ivett gets it to Sydney Dunlap. And now they'll set up with Clark. Spins her way back towards the middle of the floor. Outlet pass to Maggie Herndon. Ball knocked out of bounds. These Childersburg Tiger defenders have done a masterful job at reading the eyes of the Warriors, either intercepting or getting in the passing lanes. Dunlap, three-pointer is well too short. Doesn't graze the rim. And out in transition go the Tigers, but it's knocked off of the foot of Winston by Clark Guy, but it's Lee Scott Warrior basketball with 4.5 to play. Rayleigh Langford checks in for Sydney Dunlap. 27-25. Lee Scott's got to find a shot at the rim here in this third quarter. Ivett out to Maggie Herndon. Throws it right to a Childersburg Tiger. It's intercepted. A 3-on-1 break for the Tigers. Clark Ivett's the only one there, but gets a hand in the passing lane. Intercepted by Lucy Zellner, then turned right back over. 3-on-4, but the Tigers take it in regardless. Right-handed layup is blocked, but a foul on Zellner. That is her third here in this third quarter. Holy cow. 4 minutes have gone by in this third quarter. As the first free throw is no good. Sutton Lewis checks in for Lucy Zellner. So Ivett, Herndon, Kesey, Langford, and Lewis. It's been 3 or 4 minutes, if not the entire third quarter, since the Warriors have had a good shot at the rim. 0 for 2 from the free throw line, but an offensive rebound by the smallest player on the floor. Lee Scott falling asleep, doing the little things right here in this third quarter. Winston has it, gets to the short corner, gets cut off by Rayleigh Langford. Out to the wing. Guard runs over Clark Ivett, no whistle. Floater is well too strong, but another offensive rebound out all the way by the three-point line. Another floater, this time from Keith. She can't get it to go. A lot of physicality down low. Sutton Lewis with the rebound. Gets it to Clark Ivett. 27-25. Warriors with the lead and the basketball. And Clark Ivett is going to draw the reach-in foul. Childersburg asking for a carry, but it was because Clark Ivett had her left leg taken out from under her. Only the fourth team foul on Childersburg all night. Kesey. Inbounds pass to Langford. Now to Clark Ivan. She thinks about the three. She takes the three. She knocks down the three. Clark Ivett now with 17 here in the contest. Hopefully that can rattle the nerves here in this third quarter. Back to a five-point lead, 30-25, as we approach the three-minute mark here in the third. Floater in transition by Winston. No good. Herndon with the long rebound. Bounce pass to Ivett. Now to Langford. Back to Clark Ivett. And we race our way up the floor. Under 3 minutes to play. Ivett brings the ball across half court. Guarded by Shaylee Dallas, who has 8 points, but all eight tonight in the first quarter. Give and go with Rayleigh Langford. Back to Ivett. Skip pass to Kesey, and nobody was there. Tiger basketball with 2:45 to play here in the third quarter. It's Kerry Mallory dribbling with the left hand on the right wing. Now to the point guard, Winston. She has five tonight, guarded by Haynes Kesey. 2.5 to play here in the third quarter. Crossover dribble, works her way into the paint. The floater off the glass is good. Back to a three-point game for the Warriors. Ivett, now to Langford, now to Kesey. Warriors have numbers if they want to use them. Instead, Haynes Kesey dribbles her way into the short corner. Left-handed layup from Sutton Lewis is no good. A lot of physicality not being called as Winston works her way down low, and the right-handed layup is short. But a foul is called because it doesn't find the bottom of the net. Not sure either team really knows what physicality you are or are not allowed to play with right now. And to be fair, there's been a lot of very sloppy physicality diving after the loose balls and the turnovers here in this third quarter. First free throw is no good. 2 minutes and 2 seconds to play here in the third quarter. The Warriors sit with a three-point lead. And Winston makes it two. She goes 1-for-2 from the stripe. Ivett gets blitzed by two Tigers. Ivett, like the Harlem Globetrotters, able to dribble it through all five defenders, throws it up, can't get it to go, but she is now fouled. And will head to the line to shoot a couple. And correct me if I'm wrong, that will be the first free throws, somehow, of the Knights for the Lee Scott Warriors. Ivett confidently knocks down the first. Ivett now with 18 here tonight. She has all 4 points for Lee Scott here in the third. Yes, with 1:54 remaining. Make it all five. The Warrior lead back to four. Mallory brings the ball up the floor. Nobody picks her up until she works her way into the paint. Eurostep throws it up and can't get it to go, but she's fouled by Sutton Lewis and will head to the line to shoot a couple. Three Warriors looked at Mallory and all thought that the other was going to go pick her up right around half quarter, the three-point line. Instead, she kept working her way into the middle of the paint and realized that she was standing in the paint. And it was Malaya Keith who was standing at the free throw line trying to act as if she was the one that was fouled. And now, understandably so, as Mallory barely grazes the rim on the first. .148 to play here in this third quarter. Another 0-for-2 empty trip, yet another offensive rebound. Mallory has it, gets it right back down low. Layup no good. She gets another opportunity, and this time she banks it in. You give a team three, if not four, chances inside the paint, they are going to make you pay. Ball now stolen away by Keith. Able to get it to Winston. Left-handed layup no good. Keith there for the offensive rebound, and good. Tied at 32 with a minute 21 to play here in the third quarter. Maggie Herndon can dribble the basketball instead. It's going to be a jump ball, and the possession arrow gives it to the Childersburg Tigers. And you hear the energy from the Tigers. Lee Scott has absolutely no idea what to do on the offensive end of the floor right now. They're actually going to say that Coach Corey Harrison was able to get a timeout from the far official. At least I believe that is the call. That will be. It'll be a 30-second timeout before the jump ball. So possession arrow goes back in favor of the Tigers, but it will be Lee Scott Warrior basketball with 1:17 to play here in this. It's not really a good enough descriptor of this third quarter. It was 27-21 here at halftime. Clark Ivett has all five for the Lee Scott Warriors. Lee Scott had 13 turnovers at half. I bet you they have 13 here in the third quarter alone. Sutton Lewis inbounds it, gets it to Clark Ivett. Now to Haynes Kesey. She crosses half court with 1:15. Childersburg starting to play really physical, but right now they're getting away with it. Haynes Kesey has it. Outlet to Rayleigh Langford. Now to Haynes Kesey. Back to Clark Ivett. Looks to set things up. Two, if not three, Tigers on her right now. She works her way inside, throws it up through the contact. Can't get it to go. Warriors begging for a foul. And now the Tigers look to go in transition. It's 2-on-4. Left-handed layup is no good. An ill-advised layup. Nice rebound, Sutton Lewis. 45 seconds to play. Clark Ivett now works her way through contact. She falls to the floor. No whistle. Oh, my goodness. We're tied at 32 with 30 seconds to play here in this third quarter. And now what should be a five-second violation is not, as it was Winston who tried to just run out the time. Instead, works her way down low in the short corner, throws it up, and gets it to go. 17 seconds to play in the third quarter. Rayleigh Langford has it. Works her way in transition. Kick out. Sydney Dunlap. The Warriors need it. Can't get it. And a long rebound into the hands of Shaylee Dallas. Left-handed layup swatted off the padding by Clark Ivett with 5.1. Five seconds. Sydney Dunlap almost gets a steal. 2 seconds, 1 second. Tigers don't see it. Clock hits zeros in the third quarter. And for Lee Scott Academy, maybe go back to the halftime or go back to the lockers. Reset. My goodness. Not a pretty quarter for the Lee Scott Warriors. Only score 5 points and turn the ball over double-digit times. And Childersburg takes the two-point lead and the momentum into the fourth quarter. And that's where we go on the other side of this break here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank. Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama. A steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank. Champions of you. Member FDIC. Online at auburnbank.com.
A third quarter reset, we'll call it here. We're start of the fourth quarter here inside Samford Gymnasium. What was a 6-point lead at halftime for the Warriors is a 2-point lead, make it a 4-point lead for the Childersburg Tigers. The energy right now is something that Lee Scott just can't keep up with. Lee Scott only had 5 points in the third quarter, turned it over double-digit times. Clark Ivett now works her way inside, throws it up through contact, couldn't get the first one, couldn't get the second one, but she's fouled and will head to the line to shoot free throws 3 and 4 for the Warriors here tonight. I would be very interested to see the free throw differential in this contest. I believe, as we sit right now, it would be double digits. Ivett's unable to get the first one to go, and you can tell Clark is frustrated right now. You don't see the emotion on her face very often, but you can see it here to start this fourth quarter. Second free throw was good. A three-point game. Tigers get it and look to push in transition. Almost turn it over as they get it back into the hands of Winston. Now Mallory on the right wing, guarded by Lucy Zellner. They're clearing out, trying to get her to go to work. Works her way into the short corner, loses it, but there's three Tigers there. Hans Kesey is pushed from behind. No whistle. Left-handed layup, no good. Mallory there for the second chance cleanup. She can't get it to go. But another offensive rebound for the Childersburg Tigers, and they'll reset with 7 minutes to play here in this fourth quarter. Warriors haven't won a 50-50 battle in 9 minutes of game time. And showing the score, Mallory now pulls it from three, can't get it to go off the glass. Clark Ivitz with the rebound. She now pushes in transition. Free throw line jumper is good. Momentum now in anybody's hands. A one-point game, 36-35. Mallory tries to hand it off. Instead, gets it intercepted. Hans Kesey, right-handed layup, is knocked out of bounds. It's Warrior basketball, and Mallory is having to be helped off the sideline. Not sure if there was contact in. It looked like a nosebleed maybe from Mallory. She tried to call timeout, but just put the ball on the floor. Inbounds goes to Clark Ivan. Works her way down low. Floater is up. No, but she's fouled, and she will head back to the line to shoot a couple. Warriors will now shoot more free throws in 90 seconds than they did in the first three quarters combined. And Clark Ivan, a perfect trip. Can give the lead right back to Lee Scott instead. Uncharacteristically misses the front end. .628 to play here in the contest. Ivett splits the pair, and we're knotted at 36. You're going to see full court pressure. You're going to see a lot of physicality here in this fourth quarter. 36 all. Winston works her way past Hans Kesey. Can't get it to go up and in, but an offensive foul over the back on Malaya Keith. We're going the other way. And of the whistles that have been blown, that one not necessarily, at least not contact that I saw up here, that was really worth one, but the Warriors will happily take the results. Ivitz tried to skip it to Lucy Zellner from the half-court line, knocked out of bounds, but it's Lee Scott basketball with 6:09 to play here in the contest. Tied at 36 inside Sanford Gymnasium. Ivitz now to Zellner. Ball knocked out of bounds on the baseline. Should be Warrior basketball and is. Ivitz inbounded it to Lucy Zellner, who tried to give it right back to Clark Ivitz, but she wasn't looking. Maggie Herndon now looking to do the inbounding. Tigers sticking in that 2-3 zone. Maggie Herndon has it on the left wing, now dribbling out to the top of the key. One-handed pass to Kesey, back to Herndon. Back to Dunlap, and she almost loses it. Tigers almost able to intercept it. Dunlap now to Kesey. Back to Clark Ivan at the top of the key. Thought about the three. Maggie Herndon, she'll take the long three. Can't get it to go. Lucy Zellner fought for the rebound. Gets it to Dunlap. She's fouled, no whistle. Warriors look to reset, and they're able to with Clark at the top of the key. 5.5 to play. Clark Ivan, crossover dribble. Floater is up and good. Clark Ivitz has all 11 for Lee Scott Academy here in this second half. She has 6 here in the fourth, and the Warriors now up by 2. 5.5 to play. Keith guarded by Herndon. Intercepted by Clark Ivitz. Ivitz now looks to push. One-on-one, right-handed layup through contact is good. Clark Ivitz, the sophomore, single-handedly taking over this contest. Warriors back up by 4. Basketball at the top of the key. It's with D. Towns. Works her way into the paint. She's tripped by her own teammates, but a whistle is going to be called on Clark Ivitz, or is that going to be on Hans Kesey? They got it on Ivitz. That's only her first foul and the first team foul for Lee Scott Academy here in these last 8 minutes. 5 minutes to play here in the contest. 40-36. Lee Scott Academy with the advantage. Inbounds pass goes to Mallory, who's checked back into the contest, guarded by Herndon. Back to Towns on the right wing. Gets to the short corner, gets cut off as she's guarded by Clark Ivan. She'll reset, standing at the A in LSA. Back to Mallory. Guarded by Maggie Herndon. Nice defense by Maggie. Cuts off Mallory. She'll have to set things back up at the top of the key. Back to Winston, who has the most speed on the ball with this team for Childersburg. She's going to try a step back. Jack couldn't get it to go. Dunlap with the strong side rebound. Gets it to Clark Ivett. 4.5 to play. If you're Lee Scott right now, you have a 4-point lead, but you're not looking at the clock necessarily to slow things down quite yet. Maggie Herndon from Opelika couldn't get it to go. Ball knocked out of bounds. Clark Ivett couldn't get it, and she knocks it out of bounds. It's Tiger basketball with 4:14 to play. 40-36, guarded the length of the floor by the Tigers, or by the Warriors, rather, are the Tigers. That's Keith, who works her way down low. Right-handed layup, couldn't get it to go. But Lucy Zellner's going to get called for a hip check. And Keith will head to the line to shoot a couple to try and make this a one-possession game. Whew! We started this game at 5:05. It is 6:09. Here's Central Time inside Sanford Gymnasium, and we have 4 minutes to play in the contest. First free throw from Malaya Keith is no good. Lewis will check back in for Zellner with her fourth foul. Three team fouls for Childersburg, two for Lee Scott Academy. We'll keep you a note of that as we go through these final 4 minutes. Impossible bonus free throws. Second free throw is no good. Haynes Kesey the rebound, gets it to Clark Ivett. She'll now try and slow things down as she crosses half court. She's double-teamed as soon as she does, then they back off. Now to Maggie Herndon. Dribble handoff to Sydney Dunlap. Overhand pass to Haynes Kesey. Back to Ivett, almost intercepted. Basketball is on the floor and now is intercepted. A 2-on-2 break. Winston works her way down low. Layup no good. Mallory, second chance, no. Third chance, no, but she's fouled. And we'll head right back to the line to shoot two. The glass is dominated by the Tigers here tonight. Offensive, defensive, it doesn't matter. First free throw for Mallory is too strong off the back iron. 40-36, the Lee Scott Warriors have the lead here at home, trying to survive the Childersburg Tigers. They got 3:34 to do so. Second free throw for Mallory is good. She now has five here tonight. Herndon gets the inbounds pass from Clark Ivett. They tried to foul her, not whistle is blown. Herndon almost loses it out of bounds. Instead, saves it to now a run out with Winston on the right side. She lays it up and she lays it in. Winston now has 12 tonight. Haynes Kesey runs the far side of the floor. Pass to Sydney Dunlap. It was going out of bounds. She tried to save it. It was knocked out of bounds, and I thought that Dunlap fell out of bounds with the basketball. Instead, they're saying it's Lee Scott basketball. To be honest, I think the Warriors got away with one. Herndon will inbound, gets it to Clark Ivett with 3 minutes to play here tonight. Ivett spins her way back to the right side of the floor. Kick out Haynes Kesey. One more, Sydney Dunlap. Near corner triple. She leaves it short. Sutton Lewis, offensive rebound. Haynes Kesey now back to Herndon. Now back to Ivett. And the general will try and slow things down. Crossover dribble, works her way, throws it up. Can't get it to go through contact. Another offensive rebound from Lewis. Layup is good, plus the foul. Sutton Lewis, her first points tonight. Board man gets paid. Board man gets rewarded. Buying the Lee Scott Warriors second, third chance offensive opportunities. She gets the layup to go. Can't convert on the three-point play. The lead is three for the Lee Scott Warriors with 2:40 to play here in the contest. Keith works her way down low, forcing her way right. Gets cut off by Lewis. Now down low to Mallory. Could be a jump ball. Instead, no whistle. Steal is into the hands of Clark Ivett. 2.5 to play. Herndon. Outlet pass to Sydney Dunlap. One more to Haynes Kesey. And a reach-in foul. Is that number five or is that four? That's number five. That will send Haynes Kesey to the line. And for the final 2:20, any common foul will lead to free throws for the Lee Scott Warriors. And what big free throws they can be down the stretch right here. A three-point game looking to make it two, or a two-possession game rather, and the shooters roll off the right side of the rim, the backboard, the left side of the rim, the backboard, the front of the rim, but goes down for Haynes. Second one, a little more traditional, doesn't think about hitting the rim, and it's now a five-point lead. Outlet pass goes to Winston, and a two-on-two. That's actually Shaylee Dallas, apologies. They both have the speed with the basketball and love using that right hand to get downhill. But Dallas now is fouled, and she heads to the line. That is the fourth team foul on Lee Scott Academy. And so after this foul, which in this case doesn't technically matter, is that she's shooting free throws regardless, but as the first free throw was no good. We have not had free throws in the bonus for the first three quarters, but here in the fourth, every common foul will lead to shots from the charity stripe from here on out. 44-39, Lee Scott Academy. Second free throw is no good, but I think they're going to get Sutton Lewis on a lane violation. They are. The last time this happened, the third free throw, which counted as the second, went down for the Tigers. You're hoping this isn't a second big point gifted by the Lee Scott Warriors. Second free throw from Dallas. Goes up, and it's too strong off the back iron, but the offensive rebound from Winston. Ball on the floor. She dives for it. She was on the baseline. She was. It's Lee Scott Warrior basketball with 2:12 to play. Full court pressure by the Childersburg Tigers on Clark Ivett. Now to Maggie Herndon. Almost carried, almost loses it. Able to get it to Haynes Kesey. It's 3-on-1 if the Warriors won it. Sydney Dunlap works her way downhill. Tried to get it to Sutton Lewis, but it's knocked out of bounds. It's Lee Scott Warrior basketball. One of the few times that Lee Scott had an open transition opportunity, and a little bit of hesitation. Maggie Herndon tries to get it to Haynes Kesey on the far sideline. It's intercepted, but Winston steps on the near sideline, and the entire varsity boys basketball team lets her know about it right back into the hands of the Warriors with 1:57 here in this fourth quarter. Herndon, the inbounder, gets it to Ivett, and she's blitzed right around half court, works her way into the teeth of it. And Coach Corey Harrison will call a timeout, a full timeout here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 1:53 to play here in the fourth quarter. The Warrior lead is 5-44-39. And what has been a back-and-forth emotional game. The Warriors are 1:53, and you don't usually say it here at home, but a minute 53 from surviving a really athletic Childersburg Tiger team here tonight. It's a full timeout. We're keeping it right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network as both teams in the huddle right now. And before the bucket from Sutton Lewis and before the two free throws from Haynes Kesey, Clark Ivett had all 13 points in this second half, has single-handedly taken over. She has 27 here tonight. Both teams make their way back onto the floor. And right now, if you're the Lady Tigers of Childersburg, you're going to do everything you can to force Clark Ivett to get rid of the basketball if she ever gets it and make another Warrior make a play. Sydney Dunlap has it, works her way on the right sideline. Could be a blocking foul. Instead, almost intercepted, able to get into the hands of Clark Ivett, and a foul called from the other side of the floor. It's the correct call, but it's unfortunate that the official, the furthest one from it, has to be the one to call it, but Clark Ivett's going to shoot two. It's absolutely the correct call. If anything, it was 3 or 4 seconds late. But there is no reason that the official that was standing underneath the basket or on the far side of the floor couldn't be the one to blow the whistle. First free throw from Clark Ivett rattles in. Back to a 6-point lead for this Lee Scott Academy team here at home. Looking to close out their run inside Sanford Gymnasium here this season on a positive note. And Ivett goes 2 for 2 from the stripe. Clark has 10 here in the fourth quarter. Poke steal from behind, but right back into the hands of a Tiger. 90 seconds to play. Mallory has it. Works her way down low. And they're going to get Lucy Zellner on a blocking foul when Mallory initiated every single bit of contact. Zellner was trying to get out of the way. That's going to be 5 on Lucy Zellner. A very quick whistle on one end, but my goodness. Lucy very frustrated, very animated, as I think she should be. Mallory heads to the line to shoot the first, where she can't get it to go. .132 to play here in the fourth. The Warrior lead, you wouldn't know it, but it's back up to 7. Second free throw from Mallory. She gets it to go. Mallory now with 4 in the fourth. She has 6 here tonight. Clark Ivett throws it to half court over the head of Mallory. Sutton Lewis is left all alone. She can't get the layup to go. And the rebound for the Tigers. There was nobody within half court. Step back 3 for the Tigers, and they get it to go. Oh, a 5-point swing just like that for Lee Scott Academy. Almost a turnover is a turnover. 70 seconds to play. Ball works inside the paint. Right-handed layup, no good, but she's fouled from behind by Sydney Dunlap. Oh, the worst of two worlds for Lee Scott Academy. The layup didn't go down. You didn't burn clock. And it led to a wide open 3 in transition for the Lady Tigers. The first free throw is no good. The Achilles heel tonight for the Childersburg Tigers. If they could knock down free throws, they'd be winning this game here inside Sanford Gymnasium. Still a 3-point game. Second free throw is no good. Nice box out, Maggie Herndon. She's blitzed and she pressures and she turns it over. Warriors cannot dribble without turning the ball over right now. And back to the free throw line is Winston. Lee Scott does not have to pressure to get the ball across half court, but the amount of times that it's been 2 or 3 dribbles and just a home run pass, just trying to get the ball out of their hands, leads to a turnover. And now Winston can make this a 1-point game. Unfortunately for her, unfortunately for the Warriors, it's off the back iron. Tigers now 0 for their last 3 at the line. And it's a 3-point game. 60 seconds to play. Second free throw is good. Winston has 13 tonight. Clark Ivett races her way up the far sideline, has it stripped, begging for a foul. Haynes Kesey tries to draw the charge. She gets it! Haynes Kesey draws the foul. The head coach of Childersburg all the way out on the floor, having to be restrained by the other coaches. We're quick back to action. 54 seconds to play, and Maggie Herndon, now a foul is called on Malaya Keith. Maggie Herndon will head to the line to shoot a couple with 51.7. The emotions in this contest split by the bleachers that I stand on right now. First free throw for Maggie Herndon is no good. 46-44. Timeout by Childersburg. A full timeout. I'll tell you what, we'll pause for 30 seconds. My goodness. 46-44, 51.7. The second free throw upcoming for Maggie Herndon right after this here on the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Academy has the lead here inside Samford Gymnasium, and the second free throw upcoming for Maggie Herndon, and she gets it. A big free throw from Herndon, her first point since the second quarter. Winston now works her way in transition, now slows things back up, gets it to the top of the key in Towns. 42 seconds to play. Winston now down low, throws it up and can't get it to go. But a foul from Sutton Lewis. I don't know. I don't know, man. Back and forth we go at the free throw line. Back and forth we go with 50% of the gym completely disagreeing with every single call. First free throw from Winston is good, and now the Warriors have to do something they haven't done well all night, but it will come after a 30-second Childersburg timeout. And a two-point game, 47-45, 38.3 here in the contest. The Lee Scott Warriors have not boxed out well, have not rebounded well all night tonight. Going to have to find a way, if the free throw is missed, to secure the rebound. Do not give a second chance opportunity and a chance for Childersburg to either tie it with two more free throws or a layup to take the lead. Box out, win the rebounds. If the free throw is made, you have to find a way to get it inbounds, and you do not have to be pressured. This Childersburg Tigers team is going to do everything they can to pressure you, pressure the basketball. Second free throw is on the way for Winston, and she can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. Both teams on the floor, and it's a jump ball in favor of the Lee Scott Warriors. Well, you didn't win the category of rebounding that time, but you didn't lose it. Ivitz, the inbound. Now to Maggie Herndon. 33 seconds to play. Dunlap now to Kesey, who almost throws it away. Back to Clark Ivitz. 27 seconds to play. Ivitz now is fouled with 24.2. And the sophomore guard, who's nearing 30 tonight, steps to the line to shoot a couple. Ivitz confidently and calmly sinks the first. Back to a three-point game. This is one you need if you're Lee Scott Academy. Two dribbles, spins it in, and can't rattle it home. Tigers now look to push. 48-45, 20 seconds to play. Winston has it back to the top of the key. Three-pointer from Towns. Off the back iron, too strong. Clark Ivitz fights for the rebound, was unable to get it. And it will be Tiger basketball with 11.7 here in the fourth quarter. It'll be D-Towns to inbounds. Gets it to Mallory. 10 seconds to play. Could have been a travel. Mallory works her way down low. Layup, no. But Sutton Lewis fouls her with 7.8. Should have been a travel. But I believe that might be five now on Sutton Lewis. And if that's the case, that's your two tallest players other than Clark Ivitz. So Rayleigh Langford will check in for 48-45, 7.5 to play. The first free throw from Carrie Mallory is no good. And a timeout by Coach Corey Harrison. A full timeout. We're not taking you away from this one here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. My goodness, what a contest we've had here inside Samford Gymnasium. Not pretty on either side. Both coaches, both teams would tell you that. But a pretty win, and the continuation of your season's a whole lot prettier than seeing your season come to a close. And the Warriors are 7.8 seconds away here in this fourth quarter from escaping the Tigers of Childersburg and advancing into the next round of the AHSAA postseason. Childersburg going left to right on your radio dial. The Warriors, following the free throw, will be going from right to left. And here's the situation. One free throw for Carrie Mallory in a three-point game. If you're the Childersburg Tigers, only 7.8 remaining. And the way that you've dominated the glass, do you think about trying to miss this one on purpose? The jump ball does favor the Tigers, and so still have enough time if you make it to get a trap or get a steal, but if you're Lee Scott, again, calm your mental clock. Mallory, the lefty, steps to the line for one, and she gets it. Inbound, almost to Clark Ivett, but it's intercepted, but knocked out of bounds, or Winston Heather runs out of bounds with it as she was unable to try and save it. 6.9, Haynes Kesey. That's actually Herndon inbounding it. Now to Clark Ivett. Stripped from behind. Ivett falls to the floor. Should be a backcourt violation. Should be a backcourt violation. Could be out of bounds. Should be a foul on Clark Ivett. And is now going to be a timeout by Childersburg with the basketball with 1.6 to play. My goodness. Both sides of the gym are not happy, I would say. Be willing to say the least, but right now Childersburg very happy with that final call. 1.6 remaining on the clock. It's 48-46. This is a two-point game. You have time for a catch and shoot or a turnaround or one dribble. Clark, you now have Wyatt Watley showing all of the officials the backcourt violation, stepping on the sideline. It's like Family Feud. What happens in that possession, except every single answer is on the board. But now a Childersburg 3 wins it for the Tigers. A 2 sends it into overtime. Lee Scott, 1.8. They add 0.2 seconds back onto the clock. Remaining here on the clock, 48-46. Everybody here in Sanford Gymnasium on their feet. Inbounds, goes to Mallory. Turn around, she doesn't see it. Floater, she didn't get it off. Warriors win it here at home. Lee Scott Academy advances to the next round of the 3A AHSAA state playoffs. Oh my goodness. Mallory got the inbound, tried to take a couple more dribbles, working her way inside the paint. I don't believe she got it off. It didn't go in, so regardless, your final score, 48-46. The Lee Scott Warriors win it here in their final game inside Sanford Gymnasium in the 2025-2026 season, and we now get to see them play in the midweek at Alabama State University. My goodness, everybody can afford to catch their breath here tonight on the far side of the gymnasium. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll recap this one, and it doesn't happen often, but we'll get the heck out of Sanford Gymnasium here. Not necessarily a pretty win, but my goodness, you'll take it however you can get it. 48-46, the Lee Scott Warriors are victorious. We're back to talk about it right after this here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Our members love us.
Oh yes, ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Winter is in full swing at Mountain High Outfitters. Come see all the great gear to keep you warm and dry in style. From the North Face, Patagonia, Free People Movement, Vuori, or Local Boy, we have you set for every day or your ski or snowboarding trip this season. Come see Mountain High Outfitters on South College next to Tzatziki's in the heart of Auburn. Experience the difference at Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
If you're a consistent member here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, you usually know that we come back and say it's all smiles here inside Sanford Gymnasium. It will be here in just a little bit, but right now you feel like it's all relief here inside Sanford Gymnasium. The Lee Scott varsity girls win it 48-46 over the Tigers of Childersburg, their second matchup of the season. The first one went Childersburg way all the way in the second game of the season. You almost get to bookend that here with the 48-46 win back inside Sanford Gymnasium in the game that matters as Lee Scott Academy punches their tickets to the next round of the 3A AHSAA state playoffs. Christian Griffin here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network, and one of the fastest games that I think we've called here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. It was a 5:05-5:06 opening tip. We just crossed 6:30. And this contest has already concluded. And you heard me on the other side of the break as we went to wrap it up, or as we went to send it to break, rather, of telling everybody, take a sigh of relief. And you hear it from the home teams, or the road teams usually, of, man, we're getting on the bus, we're getting out of here, we're escaping with a win. You feel like that was almost the case here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. The Childersburg Tigers did not shoot free throws very well tonight, didn't shoot it well in general very well, but my goodness, if the Tigers could sink free throws tonight, you feel like you'd be looking at the score the opposite way. But the Lee Scott Warriors, you give them a whole heck of a lot of credit for being able to do the dirty work when it mattered most, and despite a lot of frustrating calls, a lot of frustrating lack of whistles that you felt like were on both sides for a majority of the contest, the Lee Scott varsity girls and Coach Corey Harrison win it here in the sub-regional rounds, also known as the first round of the playoffs, and they move to the next round. We'll take another break, come back, and we'll give our full wrap-up here on the Lee Scott Sports Network and say goodbye from Sanford Gymnasium for the final time in the 2025-26 season, but thankfully not the final time we'll call Lee Scott girls varsity basketball. We'll tell you all about it when we come back. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on Tiger Country 104.5.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local, commercial, and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, online at auburnbank.com.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the orthopedic clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the orthopedic clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
It's set in a little bit. Now we can say it's all smiles here inside Sanford Gymnasium as the Lee Scott varsity girls defeat the Tigers of Childersburg 48-46 here inside Sanford Gymnasium, the final game here inside Sanford Gymnasium. And this was all in thanks to Lee Scott Academy winning the area tournament 37-30 over the rival Glenwood Gators. They win it 48-46 here tonight. And my goodness, what a contest it was. Not pretty, again, on either side. A defensive slugfest. A lot of frustration on both sides. Lee Scott shot all of two free throws in the first three quarters. You combined by not shooting as many as the Tigers do, but you made them count when you did. And the Lee Scott Warriors get the stop in the final seconds of the contest to not allow overtime and to defeat it in those 32 minutes, winning it 48-46. Looking at the final stat lines for the Lee Scott Warriors, Haynes Kesey finishes with 7 here tonight. Sydney Dunlap with 3, Lucy Zellner with 2, Maggie Herndon with 4, Sutton Lewis with 2, and Miss Clark Ivitz finishes with 30. Only so many positive things that you can say about Clark Ivitt. My goodness, the sophomore guard has 30 tonight. She had 6 in the first. She had 8 in the second. She had 14 at halftime. Had a measly, quiet 5 in the third, and followed that up with 11 in the fourth. I told you, some people go to Mariano Rivera. Some people go to Craig Kimbrell. Maybe Chapman in that conversation as well. I go to Clark Ivitz when I need a closing job here inside Sanford Gymnasium. And we don't know exactly when. We have been told anywhere from 9 to 9:30 on Wednesday, I believe, is going to be the official call for the Lee Scott Warriors. But again, don't take my true word for it yet, as we still await that time. We still await the opponent. So make sure to keep up with all of the Lee Scott social media pages to find out when our next broadcast will be. But we will be here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. We'll tell you the host, we'll tell you the airtime, we'll tell you everything that we need to know as soon as we know it, right here on your home of classic country hits, Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, and that Radio Alabama app. Thank you once again for listening to Lee Scott Academy basketball on the home of the Warriors, Tiger Country 104.5. For everybody at Auburn Network, everybody here at Lee Scott Academy, Warriors win it 48-46. They move on to the next round of the 3A AHSAA state playoffs. And until then, have a great night, have a great weekend, and it's a dang good night to be a Warrior.